Coquitlam's Daniel Young says he won the real estate battle last week with a final sale offer that was way more than the listed price. Young, a real estate specialist who had planned to take the summer off due to a weakening housing market, jumped back into the fray representing sellers in a couple of recent sales. In July, Young sold a house at 765 Shaw Avenue, in West Coquitlam, for $1,568,000 to $130,000 over asking. He was excited by the result, but predicted it wouldn't happen again. I thought, that's it. I wouldn't be able to duplicate the same result again this year given the worsening real estate market and increasing bank mortgage rate. But he was surprised by the lineup of potential buyers to view a home at 1869 Foster Avenue. As many as 65 groups came during an open house on August 13, and another 68 groups on August 14. The home had been listed for $1.388 million and was within blocks of Mundy Park. However, probably the biggest attraction of the 33-year-old home on the 8,645 square featuring lot was the number of bedrooms. There are eight, six of which are on the main floor. It suits their needs, Young said. Indeed, it would be suitable for a family with loved ones needing main floor living. Plus, there are four bathrooms. Young received 10 offers for the home, but eventually settled on two for his client, a main offer and a backup offer. The home sold on August 15 for $1.7 million, more than $300,000 over asking. Meanwhile, there are two other homes for sale on the same street. A home at 2021 Foster Avenue, on a 12,000 square featuring lot close to Mundy Park, is 56 years old and has five bedrooms and two bathrooms. It also has an in-law suite with separate entrance and shared laundry. It's currently listed for $1,488,800, according to rue.ca across from Yang's recently sold home, at 1870 Foster Avenue, is a 59-year-old, four-bedroom, two-bathroom home on a 7,920 square featuring lot selling for $1.45 million. Young said the housing market has softened since the Bank of Canada started raising mortgage rates, but he said homes are still being offered for sale and people are buying them. It all depends on their personal circumstances. If it's your principal residence and you want to upsize or downsize, go ahead, but he cautioned investors. Don't sell if you don't have a plan. According to the Bank of Canada reporting schedule, the next announcement about rates could come as soon as Wednesday, September 7.